This is an Audio Holdings production.
Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. Read by Joanna Lumley. No one who had ever seen Catherine Morland in her infancy would have supposed her born to be a heroine. Her father was a clergyman, without being neglected or poor, and a very respectable man. He had a considerable independence, besides two good livings, and he was not in the least addicted to locking up his daughters. Her mother was a woman of useful plain sense, with a good temper and with a good constitution. She had three sons before Catherine was born, and instead of dying in bringing the latter into the world, as anybody might expect, she still lived on, lived to have six children more, to see them growing up around her, and to enjoy excellent health herself. Catherine, for many years of her life, had a thin, awkward figure, a sallow skin without colour, dark, lank hair, and strong features. So much for her person. And not less unpropitious for heroism seemed her mind. She was fond of all boys' plays, and greatly preferred cricket, not merely to dolls, but to nursing a dormouse, feeding a canary bird, or watering a rosebush. What a strange, unaccountable character! For with all these symptoms of profligacy, at 10 years old, she had neither a bad heart nor a bad temper, was seldom stubborn, scarcely ever quarrelsome, and very kind to the little ones, with few interruptions of tyranny. She was, moreover, noisy and wild, hated confinement and cleanliness, and loved nothing so well in the world as rolling down the green slope at the back of the house. Such was Catherine Morland at 10. At 15, appearances were mending. She began to curl her hair. Her complexion improved. Her features were softened by plumpness and colour.